on 0977-7314.
Equipment Limited, because you deserve quality.
Everything you want in one place.
Just legendary.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Two juveniles die after suspected food poisoning in Northern Province. FDD dismisses reports of infighting. And in global news, Australian Prime Minister announces intelligence review as country mourns Bondi attack. With the Phoenix FM main news. Two juveniles have died after allegedly consuming inshima with cassava leaves suspected to have caused food poisoning in Senga district of Northern Province. The deceased have been identified as Stephen Siame, aged 16, and Abigail Nayame, aged 15, who reportedly fell ill together with their mother, Memory Mukuka, aged 35, and other siblings after eating the meal believed to have been poisonous. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the incident occurred between December 17 and December 19, 2025, in the Nondo area of Usenga district, where the family allegedly consumed the said meal. Mr. Chilavi explains that the family was rushed to Nondo Rural Health Center and admitted for medical attention. He says while receiving treatment, the condition of the two juveniles deteriorated and they were later pronounced dead. Meanwhile, Mr. Chilavi says the mother and the remaining two children have since been discharged after their condition was assessed and found to be stable. Mr. Chilavi added that police have opened an inquiry file and investigations into the suspected food poisoning incident are ongoing.
On December 20, 2025, around 12 hours, police received a report from a member of the community regarding a suspected food poisoning incident involving Miss Memory Mukuka, age 35, and her children, who allegedly consumed food believed to be poisonous, resulting in the death of two juveniles. Preliminary investigations indicate that the incident occurred between December 17, 2025 and December 19, 2025 in Inondo area, Senga district.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD spokesperson Anton Chibuye, has dismissed claims of divisions within the party, affirming that the opposition remains united and cohesive. Mr. Chibuye emphasized that no bona fide FDD member has authority to issue statements suggesting disunity, as some online media reports have claimed, describing assertions of a succession dispute as unfounded and misleading. He explains that the FDD constitution provides clear guidance on succession. Article 42, subsection 2, outlines the process to follow should the office of party president become vacant, ensuring continuity of leadership and avoiding any governance vacuum. Mr. Chibuye further clarified that if both the offices of president and vice president are vacant, the party chairperson automatically assumes leadership. He says following the death of former party leader Edith Nawakwi, her vice president Chifumu Banda became party president in accordance with the constitution. Mr. Chibuye noted that the subsequent vacancy in the vice president position was filled by party chairman Potfa Chungu, stressing that if he if it is incorrect to suggest that President Banda has been acting as both president and vice president.
The correct position is that the State Council Chifumu Banda is our party president and has been deputized by Mr. Potifa Chungu, who is our party chairman, as per the constitution of the FDD. Fourth, the assertion that there is no consensus in the party is highly misleading and made with bad intention by our enemies who are jealous and envious of the FDD. This statement, which is attributed to Mr. Nathan Mulonga, our national secretary, is highly false.
A six-year-old girl of Dokowe Farm of Chipata District in Eastern Province has been defiled by a man identified as Kalatapiri of the same area. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred on 17 December 2025 around 08 hours. In a statement, Mr. Mwemba says the victim sustained swollen, bruised and bleeding private parts. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect is on the run and the manhunt has since been instituted. Bonshot Living Tour, BSL, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema and the National Assembly for passing a landmark constitutional amendment that guarantees 5 parliamentary seats for persons with disabilities through proportional representation. BSL team president Ntala Shachisha says the development places Zambia among a small number of African countries with constitutionally protected political representation for persons with disabilities, making a significant milestone in the promotion of inclusive democracy. Ms. Shachisha has revealed that persons with disabilities account for more than 1.7 million Zambians, yet they have historically been excluded from national decision-making processes. He noted that the amendment aligns with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and Zambia's Persons with Disabilities Act, reinforcing the principle of nothing about us without us. Mr. Chisha further stated that ahead of the 2026 general elections, the organization is calling on all political parties to proactively identify, mentor, and adopt qualified candidates with disabilities while rejecting stigma and stereotypes that have traditionally limited their political participation.
BSL Tizanda will be reaching out to the Secretary Generals of all political parties to discuss how we can support and elevate the voices of persons with disabilities within the political system. We also call upon the general public to join us in advocating for this milestone and to offer their support to persons with disabilities who step forward to participate in the upcoming elections. Together, we can create a more inclusive and representative society.
Government has reiterated its commitment to addressing environmental and disaster-related challenges in Mumba District, Central Province, with a focus on mitigating the impact of mining activities, deforestation and climate-induced hazards. District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit DMMU Coordinator Precedence Mwemba stated that Mumbwa is facing a range of disasters, including toxic waste from mining operations, deforestation resulting from charcoal production, and water contamination that has led to livestock deaths and fish mortality. She noted that the district has experienced a surge in open pit mining and forest clearing, which contributes to rising temperatures, erratic rainfall, and increased vulnerability to floods and droughts. Ms. Mwemba highlighted that the government, in collaboration with stakeholders such as the Center for Environment Justice, We Effect, and Child Fund, has intensified community-based disaster risk management training to build local resilience and promote hazard mapping in vulnerable areas. She was speaking during a dialogue on environmental rights organized by the Center for Environment Justice with support from Norwegian Church Aid and Danish Church Aid through their joint country program.
So what we've done, we've started doing training. This year, we've done a lot of training with the help of CEJ and We Effect. We're